Job chapter 32. Wisdom doesn't necessarily come with age. Sometimes age just shows up all by itself, without wisdom. That is how Elihu's initial comments mean. Most of us have found ourselves in situations where two people are arguing. When they run out of arguments and run out of words, you feel like you have something important to say and you can't keep it to yourself. It is precisely what is happening in this chapter when, after silently observing the discussions between Job and his friends and seeing that they do not reach any argument, Elihu dares to give an opinion because he feels like new wine under pressure, like new wineskins ready to burst. As a good mediator, he is neutral, nor does it use flattering speaking. Elijah respected his elders and listened patiently before speaking. When commentators see in Elihu's a pale prototype of another young man, Jesus, who came to reconcile us with the Father, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Elihu gave several speeches to his friends. Jesus gave his life when we were still his enemies. Elihu waiting to speak, Jesus waits to enter. Elihu had many words, Jesus had much love. Elihu's anger with Job and his three friends led him to speak. Jesus, his love, led him to die for us. The most wonderful thing is that Jesus is not neutral. He is at our side and on our side, to such an extent that he took our place on the cross. And something else, Jesus not only set an example for us, but also calls us to be peacemakers.